Hi everyone, today's Perek of Rambam is the second chapter of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. In this chapter, the Rambam will discuss those who are acceptable for testimony of the new moon and how the process is completed. Halacha Aleph. Ein kashal edus HaChodesh ela shnei anashim ksherim haru'un lahad b'chol davar b'davar. The only people we accept to testify about the new moon is two men who are fit for testifying in all other matters. Aval nashim v'avadim harei hein kishar p'zulei edus v'im eden. However, women and slaves are not permitted to testify in this regard. They are just like those who are invalid in other areas and are not allowed to testify. The Rambam is alluding to a group of people who, for a variety of reasons, are unable to testify. Of uvno shero asayireach, yelful based in lahad. A father and a son, who generally are not allowed to testify together, who saw the new moon, together head to based in order to testify. Not because, as you might have thought, that this testimony is different than other types of testimony, and therefore you can permit two relatives to testify together. No. Rather, the reason why we still have the father and son come, though they cannot testify together, is if one of them turns out to be invalid to testify. For example, he's a thief, or one of the others in that list I alluded to just a moment ago, of those who are invalid to testify. So then, the other one, the one who is not a thief or the like, is able to join with somebody else and testify together with him. And anybody who, on a rabbinic level, is considered invalid for testimony is also considered invalid with regards to testifying about the new moon, though on a biblical level he would have been permitted. Halacha Beis. Din Torah she'ein medaktikin be'edus HaChodesh. On a Torah level, the rule is that we don't have to be so specific and precise about the testimony of the new moon. Sha'afilu kitshu es HaChodesh al pi eden. V'nimsu zomim be'eduzu harei ze mekudash. For even if we were to testify and then sanctify the new moon on the basis of that testimony, and then it turns out that those who had testified were actually false witnesses, so in that case, it still counts as a new month. Lefikach, hayubishona mekablin edus hachodesh mikol adam Yisrael, shekol Yisrael b'chazkas kashrus, aji vada l'cho shezeh pasal. Therefore, initially, they would accept the testimony of the new moon from any Jew, even though we don't know them, because we assume, until we know otherwise, that they are valid for testimony. However, once the Bethusians, one of the sects of Jews who did not believe in the oral transmission of the Torah, and they were trying to mess around with our calendar system, and they would hire people who hadn't seen the new moon in order to go and testify, though they hadn't seen it. Hiskinu shelo yikablu based in Edus HaChodesh, el mi'edim shemakirim based in Osan, shein kshirim, v'sheyu dorshim v'chokrum be'edim. So Chazal were forced to enact that they would not accept testimony from anybody who the Beis Din did not recognize, and in the process of testifying, the Beis Din would investigate the matter as much as possible to ensure the testimony was real. Halacha Gimel. Lafikach, im lo yu Beis Din yodim es ha'edim, sharo es ha'yireach. Therefore, if Beis Din does not know the people who had seen the new moon, Mishalchin Anji Ha'ir, Shinirba, Ima Adam, Sharo, Adam Achir, Shemizakin Osan the Basin, Modian Osan, She'eluk Shirim Ham, V'Achakach Mekablam Ham. In order to enable Basin to accept these witnesses, the people from the city where the two witnesses had seen the new moon would send along two more witnesses, along with these witnesses who had seen the moon, in order to verify for Basin that indeed these two people are people of upstanding nature and you can trust them. And then, after they would testify before Beis Din about the two individuals who claimed to have seen the new moon, Beis Din would then listen to the two people who had claimed to have seen the new moon and allow them to testify. Halacha Dalet. Beis Din mechashvin bedrachim shad stagnin mechashvin behen. V'yodim halavana k'sheteira b'chodesh zeh, im tiyev etzvah v'n ha'shemesh o b'droma, im tiyev rechava o k'tzara, l'heichan yu rashi karneha notin. Beis Din would calculate the pathways of heaven in the same way that astronomers and astrologers would. And therefore, they would know when the moon would appear in this month in the north of the sun or in the south of the sun, if it would appear wide or it would appear narrow, and to where its points would be leaning towards. And therefore, when the witnesses would come, the Beis Din would investigate them as follows. Ketzad, how would it do so? Re'isem osa b'tzapon obodarim. L'heichan hayu karnel no dos. Kam ha'isa gavoa, b'ri'as einechem, v'kam ha'isa rechava. Basin would ask them these type of questions. They would say, was the moon seen in the north or in the south? Where were its points pointing towards? Was it high the way that it appeared to you? And how wide did it look? If their words aligned with that which we believed we would know based of our calculations, the Kabbalah Mosam, then the Basin would indeed accept these people. However, if they didn't align with our calculations, Basin would not listen to their testimony. Amru Edim, Reinuhu Bamayim, Oba Avim, Oba Ashashis. If the witnesses say that they saw it through a reflection in the water, or amongst the clouds, or through a mirror's reflection, Osha Ro Miktaso Barakiyah, Miktaso Ba'avim, Oba Mayim, Oba Ashashis. Or they saw it partially in the sky and partially through one of these means, Ein Zuriya, the Amikachin Ariazos. This does not count as a sighting, they can't testify therefore off of it, and we won't sanctify the new month based off of such testimony. Amar echad reisiv gavoa be'enai kamo shtei komos. Amar hasheni kamo shalosh komos ha'gavoa mitzdarfin. If one person says it looked like it was two stories high, and the other one says it was like three stories high, so then we join their testimonies together. Amar echad kamo shalosh komos v'hasheni amar kamo chamesh emitzdarfin. However, if there was a two-story difference, one said I saw like three stories tall, one said I saw like five stories tall, then they don't combine. Emitzdarf echad mehem in sheni shiad kamoso oye be'nehem koma achas. And then we do allow them to join one of these two. One's at three, one's at five. And then if there's another person who had said three, or two, or four, so then we could potentially have them join together with, in my case, the one who had said three. Halacha Vav. Amri nu below kavana, the kemach is bonan nu bo, and is kavnu liroso, lahid, shuv lori nuhu, ein zu edis, be'imakachin aleha. If the witnesses say, we saw the moon without focusing on it, and then afterwards when we tried to focus on it so we could properly see it, so then we didn't have a chance to see it. The Rambam teaches us that does not count as valid testimony, and we cannot sanctify the new month in accordance with such testimony. Shema avim niskashru v'niru kalavana v'kalu v'alchulhem. Because maybe, in this case, some clouds came together, it looked like the moon, and then afterwards they separated, and they had thought they had seen the new moon. Amru edim re'inuhu biyom tisha v'esrim shachres b'mizrach kodim shetale ha'shemesh re'inuhu arves b'mariv b'leo shloshim. If the witnesses say that they saw it on the 29th in the morning, on the east, before the sun had risen, and then they said that they saw it on the evening of the 30th in the west, that's believable testimony, and we can sanctify the new month based off such sightings, because we think, in this case, they've seen it in its proper time. That sighting which they claim they had seen in the morning, we ignore that. We disregard it. She'ein anu acharon l'riyas shachars, because we're not responsible for that which they saw in the morning. It must have been that they had seen some clouds come together and they thought that it was the moon. V'chein im ra'uhu bizmano v'leli buro lo nira hare ilu ne'emanim she'ein anu acharon l'riyas lo shloshim bavad. Similarly, if the witnesses claim to have seen it on the night of the 30th, in its right time, and they say on the next night, on the 31st, they didn't see it, in that case, they too are believed, because we're not responsible for anything other than the sighting which they claim to have seen on the night of the 30th. Halacha Zayin. Ketzem Mekablim Edus HaChodesh. What was the process of how the Beis Din would accept the witnesses of the testimony of the new month? Kol mi sheroi l'hayit sheroi se'irech b'al Beis Din. Anybody who was fit to testify that they had seen the new moon comes before Beis Din. U Beis Din machnisin osam kulam l'makom echad. Beis Din would bring them all into one area. Ba'osin lahem se'udos g'dolos fishiyu ha'am regin l'va. They make a big kiddush. They'd have a nice large feast so that way everyone can come and be encouraged to come in the future because they knew there would be good food. V'zog sheba rishon bodkin osan rishon b'vdikos shamarna. And now the first pair which had arrived, they checked them out first with the questions that the Rambam had already mentioned. Machnisin sagadol v'shalin osam. They do them individually, one at a time. We need two witnesses to testify. So we take one of the pair first, the older one, the one of higher stature, and we ask him the questions. Nimtu dvar mechuvanim l'cheshbon machnisin es chaveiro. If his words align with our predictions, so then we bring in the second one. Nimtu dvarim mechuvanim edusim kemes. If it turns out that their words overall align, so then their testimony is validated. Ushar kol azugus sholin osam rashi dvar. And then with regards to all the other pairs, they would ask them the beginning, you know, the basic questions. Losh etzrichem lahem, not because we need them, el kadesh lo yitzu bevachi nefesh, kadesh yu regin lava. Similarly, again, for the psychology of it. So that way they not leave disheartened and then be discouraged from coming in the future. We want them to feel like they did something important too. So we ask them some questions, we get them involved, so that way they'll be encouraged to come in the future. Halacha Ches. V'achar kach, achar sh'diskai me'idas, rosh based in omer, mekudash. V'chol am onen acharav, mekudash, mekudash. Afterwards, after the witnesses have been validated. So then the leader of the Beis Din announces the month has been sanctified, and all the people respond back, it's been sanctified, it's been sanctified. We require at least 3 judges to be present in order to sanctify the new month. We only make the calculations with 3 judges, minimally. And we only sanctify a month which has been seen in its proper time, i.e. on the night of the 30th. We also only sanctify in this fashion during the daytime. And if they had sanctified it during the night, then it's not considered sanctified. And even if the Beis Din had seen it, along with all the rest of Bnei Yisrael, everybody saw the new moon. But Beis Din hadn't had an opportunity to say, it's been sanctified, until the night of the 31st rolled around. Or that they had been investigating the witnesses. And Beis Din was so involved in this that they didn't have an opportunity to say, it's been sanctified, until the evening of the 31st had rolled around. And Mikachin knows so, then it's too late. We don't sanctify it via Chodesh Me'ubar, and then it will be an extra long month. It will be a month that has 30 days. Lo Yerosh Chodesh El Yom Echad U'Shloshim. And then the first day of the new month will be the 31st day. Afalpi Shaneiros B'Leil U'Shloshim. Even though in that case, the moon had been seen on the 30th. She'ein Ra'iyo Kovas, it's not the sighting which establishes when the calendar will begin a new month. Ela based in Sha'amru Mekudosh Heim Shekovin. Rather, it's based in when they pronounce it's been sanctified, that's what establishes when it's a new month. Halacha Tes. Ra'u based in Atzman, Besof Yom Tisha B'Esrim. If based in themselves see it at the end of the 29th day. Imadayan Lo Yatza Kochav Leil Shloshim. If a star has not yet come out from the night of the 30th, based in Omer Mekudosh Shadayan Yomhu. Based in can say the month has been sanctified since it is still day. If Beis Din themselves see it on the night of the 30th, after 2 stars have already come out, the next day, they have 2 other judges come and sit next to one of these few, and then those 2 who had seen it initially will testify in front of these current 3, the one who had seen it also yesterday, plus the 2 who have been added, and the 3 of them will then sanctify the new month. Halacha Yud, final halacha on the parak. Beis Din shekidshu es haChodesh, bein shogegin, bein mutin, bein anusin, harei zeh mekudosh. V'chayv en hakol l'takin amodos al yom shekidshu bo. When Beis Din sanctifies the new month, whether they had done so inadvertently, or they had made a mistake, or they were forced because of the fact that other people had intentionally testified falsely, in that case, the month has still been sanctified, and everyone is obligated to establish which days will be the holidays in accordance with the day that Beis Din had sanctified. Even though an individual knows that they made a mistake, he's obligated to rely on them, because ultimately the matter is given over to them in their hands. And the very same one, Hashem himself, who had commanded that we keep the holidays, he is the very same one who has established that we are to rely on the Beis Din. Shneimar says, Asher tikru osam v'gomer. That you shall pronounce them as a day of a holy convocation. That's what the pasuk says. And therefore, whatever we pronounce, that's what's going to be the day of the holy convocation. Have a wonderful day.